Come one, come all, and take on the challenge. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is what we call a snippet. Here in Snippetland, we help you put down the bottle and pick up conscious, happy living. Today, I have a challenge for you, gals. I know you love a good challenge. I do. This is not about drinking, so stick around. Pay attention. Don't run away and screaming. Stick with me. Hey, if you're new in Snippetland, welcome, my dear. This place is so special. It is where women over 40 change their lives. That's right. That's what we do here. And you know, I've been thinking so much lately. I'm getting so much love from you gals. And I'm like, wow, this is so amazing. What is happening? I'll tell you what's happening. Faith, love, belief, persistence, consistency, all of those things gather together up in a big ball of energy to create something that's pretty much unstoppable at this point. And as I like to say, Snippet Land is not a podcast, it's a whole ecosystem. I've got stuff going on over on my YouTube channel. I send out powerful emails that aren't emails. They're life-changing, inspirational, funny, and useful information, I guess. I don't know. Can't think of any more descriptors. But a lot of you will hit reply on my emails just to say, thank you, I needed that, Becca. So I want to invite you, before we get to the challenge today, I want to invite you to make sure you're in the whole ecosystem. What that means is that you can get inspiration from Snippetland 7 days a week. How? Well, the snippets themselves are published Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, I send out really good emails where I put a lot of effort and energy into them. I don't just send out garbage. And at the same time, you can visit my YouTube channel anytime. So once you're in Snippetland, you really are fully supported if you're trying to put down alcohol and move forward with your life. The women in my world are like I was, because that's what I built this for. I built this for women like me. And what are women like me? Well, I was educated. Well, I still am. An educated professional woman, college professor, you know, doing life, showing up, really ambitious, always wanting to achieve the next thing, probably too ambitious, probably put way too much emphasis on accomplishing this thing and that thing. And I know now that this sort of never-ending desire to accomplish things was my own underlying sense of lack of self-worth, right? Not liking myself very much. And so somehow thinking, well, if I just accomplish enough things, I'll feel better about myself. I'll start to feel good, and then maybe I won't have to drink all the time. And of course, in addition to all of that, I had a secret struggle with alcohol for over 30 years. And I thought I was alone. It turns out that there are so many women like me, so many women like us, that if nothing else, that's what I would like you to know, that you are not unusual. If you are the things that I just described, right? Professional, educated, ambitious woman struggling with alcohol. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means you can struggle with alcohol. That's all it means. It has nothing to do with your personal worth. And that brings me to today's challenge. Today, I'm going to invite you. Now, come on, gals. Before I even tell you what it is, I want you to say to yourself, whatever she says, I'm going to commit to doing it. So let's start there. Yeah, this is a trust thing, right? I admit today's challenge is a bit challenging, but it's nothing you can't do. And it's something I've done, which means, hello, if I can do it, you can do it. So before I tell you what it is, I want you to say to yourself, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So I'm going to pause and I'm going to give you a full 10 seconds to just take a deep breath and commit to doing this challenge. Inhale. Exhale and whisper, I'm doing it. Okay, good for you. I'm impressed. You're committed and you don't even know what you committed to. That's good. That means you trust me. I love that. Okay, here's what it is, gals. It is built around the idea of self-worth. You know, I really do believe that the fact that we're so ambitious and constantly striving to accomplish the next thing is tied to a lack of self-worth. Not that it's bad, inherently bad in itself, that we want to accomplish things, but we don't need to in order to love ourselves. So today's challenge is what we call a 50 stack, and it is writing 50 things that you like about yourself. Oh my God, you're screaming. I can hear you from here. You're like, oh my God, what have I committed to? 50? Yes, 50 things. This could be, I like my pinky toe, okay? I like the fact that I pick good socks. I'm good at picking socks. Am I being absurd? Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe once you get up into the 30s, 40s, and 50s, you might be reaching. But seriously, gals, this is not as hard as it sounds, but it is a very powerful exercise that will bring into your subconscious the idea of I'm likable, I'm good, I'm okay, I'm worthwhile. I don't need external validation to like myself. We don't give ourselves credit. This is what I see us doing, and I also did it. I would accomplish something and people would want to celebrate me, and I didn't like it at all. I did not like being congratulated on an accomplishment, or even, I didn't even like people noticing my accomplishments. I just did them because I wanted to do them. When I got my first bachelor's degree, they threw a party. It was horrible. I'm like, can we just pretend this never happened? I'll just stick the thing on the wall, use it to get into grad school and move on. You know, my poor mother, she's wanting to celebrate, so happy that I'd pulled myself out of the gutter and into, you know, like, so if you have a hard time celebrating your accomplishments, that is very telling. And this 50 stack is for you. Why is it that we don't like being congratulated? Why is that? Because we don't believe we've accomplished anything worthwhile, even when we have. I'm not saying we don't, it's not like we refuse to acknowledge our accomplishments. We do, you know, you're a professional, you've got all this going on. But how often do you actually just acknowledge the things that you've accomplished instead of just piling them up? Here's an example for you. I've noticed that accomplished women like us, we love little projects. So women will say to me, give me a project. I want a project. I'll do whatever, you know, give me something. Well, like a 50 stack, although this one's not anybody's favorite, to be honest. And I'll give projects or homework or whatever. And the women will do them. But instead of doing them and really letting the work that they're doing sink in and do what it's supposed to do, they're just checking a box. Tick. Okay, done. What's next? No, what I gave you was a very powerful assignment that could change the way you feel about yourself, but all you want to do is just tick a box and move on to the next thing. Does that sound familiar? That's how I was. This challenge, this 50 things that you like about yourself, will force you to slow down, force you to think carefully about your self-worth. You know, you can go back to when you were 6 and you won a spelling bee. You know, it doesn't matter. Just dig in and find 50 things that you, I was going to say that you like about yourself. If you have a hard time with that, then how about 50 things you could like about yourself? We're all different. Some women are like, no, that's fine. I like myself. And others, we have a hard time. But finding these 50 things over, let's say, the course of a week, really honestly will change the way you feel about yourself. It really will. And it'll start changing your heart when you think about yourself. You know, I could give you a more difficult exercise, the infamous mirror exercise that women run screaming from. We'll talk about that one another time. But all of these, both of these, are designed to help us really slow down and give ourselves credit where credit is due. So, gals, today I challenge you to write down, start writing down things you love about yourself or like about yourself. Start your list today. Just start jotting things down. And if you're out and about and you don't have a pen, open up your little voice app on your phone and just make note of it. And then when you get back to your piece of paper, add it to the list. And don't stop until you hit 50. Who's up for this? Who's up? Show of hands. Come on. I know you're out there. There we go. Hands are starting to come up. And besides, you committed before you even knew. So you got to do it. You absolutely have to. Gals, this is a worthwhile exercise. I personally have done it twice, which means I found 100 things. And of course, I had overlap on the two lists. I didn't check. They were a couple years apart. But I really encourage you to take this seriously and do it, because it can change how you feel about yourself, which eventually can change how you approach life. Look, if you can start giving yourself credit, you can start slowing down. You don't have to be doing the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and checking the next box and ticking the next box and accomplishing the next thing. You can slow down and maybe take a day a break and just take a nice deep breath and feel good about yourself for a few minutes without even accomplishing anything that day. You're a lovely, amazing human being. Your struggle with alcohol means nothing. It's meaningless. It is meaningless. It's just a problem you need to overcome. Granted, you don't want to wait. Like, you really want to get the show on the road here and get that problem behind you, because it's not serving you. But it does in no way invalidates your self-worth. Unfortunately, that's not how it feels, and I know that. It can really, really drag us down. So there you have it, gals. 50 things you like about yourself. And if you can, even love about yourself. Start now. Get it done within 1 week. Don't drag it out forever. And you will feel better. You will, I promise you. And I'd love to hear from you how this goes. Today, I'm going to give you my email address again. And I'm going to invite you to share with me your 50 stack. Becca at BeccaJacobson.com. You probably knew that. How simple is that? Becca at BeccaJacobson.com. Jacobson is spelt with an S-O-N at the end. You could shoot me an email, include 5 or 6 or 10 of your things that are on your list, and just let me know how it's going. So there's my email address, and I would just love, love, love to hear how your 50 stack is going. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.